Securing the Nation's Breadbasket by Shana Jones. 400 years ago in the verdant northern countryside of Barbados lay an endless expanse of cane ground. The army of greenish-gold stalks stretched as far as the eye could see, standing defiantly against the blazing hot sun and resolutely in the drenching rain. Sugar cane was the gold of the era, and the island depended heavily on it. A few generations later, hotelier Mahmud Patel is chatting with a colleague while away on business. In a random conversation about food, Mahmud is struck by his colleague's statement that you Barbadians can't talk sustainability if you're importing everything you eat. He returns home and embarks on an ambitious agricultural project that will not only regenerate soil once dedicated to sugar cane production but also model a path towards the increased food security he envisions for his beloved island. Fueling this passion for food security is Mahmud's strong opposition to Barbados' reliance on one mono-economy sugar cane and now, another tourism. Why does so much land lie underutilized while citizens rely on a steady stream of imported produce that could easily be compromised by a foreign crisis? His answer is simple: use the island's natural resources to sustain and better protect itself from outside events. Cocoa Hill Forest, a 53-acre oasis of forest tucked away in the St. Joseph countryside of northern Barbados, is Mahmud's blueprint for this solution. The heart of this blueprint is vertical agriculture, planting crops at different levels in one area. Mango and coconut trees tower over banana trees, shading lower-level cocoa and coffee trees, and passion fruit vines twine their way up various trunks away from the ginger and turmeric meandering along their bases. Mahmud doesn't choose what to plant, rather, he works within the confines of the topography and the terrain to plant back trees and flora that fit the soil and terrain. Eventually, the project will be able to fully support the farm-to-table experience at Mahmud's Cafe, Mahmud's healthy eating spot on the south coast, as well the agro-processing of jams, juices, and other goods. The morning that I visit, several volunteers are milling around in the welcome area. Between mouthfuls of banana bread and gulps of freshly made local juice, they bask in the speckles of sunlight peeping through the leafy canopy above. In about 10 minutes, they will resume the current task of laying gravel, bucket by bucket, to some 3.5 kilometers of hiking trails throughout the forest. Mahmud, owner project manager, stops for a few words before joining the volunteers back at work. He explains that the project is still in its developing phase, so trees are being planted and additional trails are being discovered. He relies on volunteers and a single employee to assist with these and other tasks such as managing the nursery, harvesting crops, and guiding visitors. Volunteers range from vacationing nature lovers to school children fulfilling community service requirements to local organizations simply desiring to give back. They need only check Cocoa Hill's Facebook page for current projects in progress and come when they choose. On any given Saturday, they may be planting cilantro, harvesting ginger, or transplanting sea grapes, for example. Visitors who simply want to enjoy the forest can hike any of the color-coded trails, capture scenes of Barbados' rugged east coast from a viewing platform, or sway lazily in their hammocks to the aroma of fiddlewood flowers at the picnic spot. The picnic spot also offers the ultimate al fresco yoga and forest camping experiences. As I drift between Mahmud's words and visions of me swaying lazily, it grips me that Cocoa Hill is a true symbol of the island's ability to provide for itself. Not only does its voluntourism offering attract foreign tourists, it also promotes domestic tourism initiatives encouraging citizens to get involved. As Mahmud and his team diversify Cocoa Hill's crops, they maximize a natural resource, increase access and options to eat locally, and provide health and economic benefits for citizens. All such roads lead to this Rome for Mahmud: increased agency around nourishment and ultimately food security, which the COVID-19 and Russia-Ukraine crises have brought to light. A few hours later, the volunteers returned to the welcome area feeling exhausted but very accomplished. It's been a long day and they've covered a fair bit of ground, but next weekend is just around the corner. As for me, I've wandered along the trails into the calm of rustling leaves and vivid greens, taking in the vastness of the forest and the promise it holds for this nation. Around every curve lies a resource that can be grown and harvested to press on toward the Barbados of Mahmoud's dreams, one in which the effective, responsible, and community-focused use of natural resources promotes sustainable food security for generations to come.